town of Ancaster 300 years ago. There lived a blithe and bonny wench that everyone did know. Oh, Maple was fine and flighty, flirtatious, and she was gay. But she became a witch, she became a witch, she became a witch, or so the people say.
Meg was betrothed to a fine young man who made a living in the soil. But he'd gone away to fight in the war, sick of the country toil. She became embroiled with a stranger who arrived mysteriously. And she sold her soul, yes, she sold her soul. Oh, she sold her soul to the devil, or so they say.
When he left gate teasing Meg, who was a changed woman overnight. No horse around would pass her huts without rearing up in fright. Sullen and morose she lived on her own, casting evil spells, and the crops all failed, yes, the crops all failed. Oh, the crops all failed, and she dried up all the wells.
When the cattle all died, the potatoes had the light, and the crops died in the soil. A farmer said he'd seen old Meg with a cauldron on the boil.
With an evil oath she rushed
lunged at him and saw Delta a heavy blow. With one swift leap she jumped on the horse, with two the horse would ride.
And she dug her nails, yes she dug her nails. Oh, she dug her nails into the horse's side. With a shriek the pain-crazed horse, carrying the witch and man, began to leap as never before over the fire-scorched land. 300 yards in only 4 leaps, and in that mighty affray, oh, 300 yards, yes, 300 yards, oh, 300 yards, no more some people say. From the mighty leap, and on her back she did lie. Only the man lived to tell the tale of how the day was done. And the witch was dead, yes, the witch was dead. Oh, the witch was dead.
And the battle